Blog Talk Radio.
Way back in the Bible, the Hebrew language says that we were taught that we could praise the Lord in seven ways. Seven great expressions, seven different flows, seven ways to worship God, and this is how it goes. Sacrifice, praising God in spite of the fact your world is in a vice. It's praise that pushes through the wall of all adversity, an offering that flows to heaven in our time of need. Somebody say,
singing.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to your place. Tonight, we're going to be sharing with you the power of music and praise. We want to thank you all for taking the time to listen to our program. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. Pastors are encouraged to use our show for their young ministers to get some experience in doing a worldwide radio outreach. Tonight, I felt that we should do something that we've done a couple of times before, and we're going to play some worship and praise songs. And almost all the songs we're playing come from a live church service. It's our hope that if you're listening live, that you worship with us. And for those that listen to the archives of our show, that you take the time to worship and praise as God, praise God as you listen. To download any of our shows to any smart device is absolutely free. You can post links of our shows to your social network pages and help us get the word out that Jesus is still changing lives and filling the void that nothing else can fill in a person's life. At the end of the show, we'll open up the mics for comments and questions, and we're really hoping to hear some testimony from people sharing what God has done for them. And to be a part of our show, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and we'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So let's get set, and let's start praising.
Bird! I hope you took advantage of that song right there and just shook everything loose that could have you bound. Just realize that you have the key, that God's given us these things. And the next song I'm going to bring to you here is actually from a preacher who was visiting another church, and he was wanting to sing a few songs before he got started, and I think you're going to really enjoy this. And I just hope you get excited about this show, and you just take a moment, and you just really take this night to worship God.
Ain't nobody, y'all know that? Do me like Jesus. Where there can't nobody, do me like the Lord. Where there can't nobody, do me like Jesus. Well, he's my friend. Where there can't nobody, do me like Jesus. There can't. Y'all know that? There can't nobody. Well, I said he healed my body. Told me to run on. He healed my body. I said he healed my body. Well, now, what do you think about Jesus?
Get out, and people get to walking and get to praying. It's almost like they begin to just march, like your wall hadn't fell down yet. But I say, you know what? I'm on my last lap. I'm about to march, and my wall's about to fall flat. My situation is about to change. See, what some of us need to do in this house, I ain't trying to pump you up. I got all kind of stuff to preach. But what I'm trying to tell you is that here's what you got to do. You might have to put a little feet on your faith. And you might have to step out and say, you know what, God? You don't have to worry about coming to me. I'm about to step out, and I'm about to come to you. All right.
Well, now, what do you think about Jesus?
He's all right.
Well, now, what do you think about Jesus?
He's all right.
I said, now, what do you think about Jesus?
He's all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
He's all right.
I said, he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
And he turned me around.
He filled me with the Holy Ghost.
And he turned me around.
I said, he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
And turned me around.
Well, he's
my friend.
Well, now, what do you think about Jesus? Well, now, what do you think about Jesus? I said, now, what do you think about Jesus?
He's all right.
He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Well, he filled me with the Holy Ghost. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. I said, he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
How many is excited about being in the house of the Lord right here, right now? How many is excited about what the Lord is doing? How many knows that Jesus is the great intercessor of all mankind? How many knows he's the sacrificial lamb for our sins? How many many knows that he's your strength? How many knows that he's your song? How many knows that he's your joy in the midnight hour? How many knows that when you begin to call upon the name of the Lord, he's not going to leave you high and dry? I'm here to tell you, in this house, there is going to be miracles in this house right now. There's going to be deliverance in this house right now. There's going to be signs and wonders and miracles in this place right now. But the greatest miracle of all is somebody receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost.
All right, are you starting to feel the chains breaking? Are you starting to feel the walls falling down? The next two songs we're going to bring to you are something here that's going to kind of give you a direction to help you focus your praise. So come on, folks, let's get plugged in. Let's let her go.
Somebody shout yes! Praise ye the Lord! Praise God in his sanctuary! Praise him according to his excellent greatness! Come on, because of the time, let everything, let have breath, praise ye the Lord! Come on and praise him! Clap your hands! Stop your feet! Praise! Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Oh, lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, sing a song for joy. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise him for the victory. The weapons we use and our bombs in us. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise him for the victory. Come on, take him down.
Can't stop. Praise him his name, my brother. Can't stop.
All night.
I don't know about you guys, but some chains are being broken, some walls are falling down over here at our home, and I just pray that everything's happening the same at your house now. Just really stay plugged in. One of the things we need to realize when it comes to praise and worship is who it is that we're worshiping, why we're doing all this. And so I just want to encourage you as we go into these next two songs, just keep this going, because I promise you by the end of this show, if you stay plugged in, you're going to see some fantastic miracles and changes happen in your life, because you cannot praise God and not see things change.
You. I believe the devil's going to come against each of you and try to bring distraction and doubt. Why don't you just stomp your feet and say, no distraction, no doubt, no... Come on, somebody, stomp your feet right now.
Somebody clap your hands.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name.
One more time.
right. Are you catching your second wind? Are you getting plugged in? Are you staying fired up? Are you just connecting and reaching out with your antennas towards the things of God? You know, I got to thinking, many people at many times don't understand how praise really works. You get to thinking like, well, why should I praise God? You know, everything's going bad in my life right now. I just really don't understand. And there's different principles of how things work in praise. But, you know, when you look at the children of Israel, when they were at the walls of Jericho, the walls were still there. The people that they were to defeat were still inside. You know, it looked like it was a hopeless situation. But it was on that seventh day after the seventh time around when they praised God is when the walls fell down. They praised first, and then the walls fell down. But even more than that, with everything that's going on in your life around you, if you're looking for a reason as to why you should praise God, I think these next two songs are going to answer this for you. And if you can't get your feet moving and get excited by these two songs here, then we need to have an altar call and we need to all join together and pray for you. But I really think that for those of you that are going through trials and tribulations this time, maybe you're not sure about your faith in God, you're not sure about doctrine and things, if there's anything that you ever have a doubt as to why you should praise God, this is going to take care of it in these next two songs.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what your situation is. We heard in these songs here, if there's nothing else to praise him for, it's because he brought us out of the miry clay. He loved us so much that he paid the price for our salvation. It was not a debt that he owed. We were his creation. He loved us so much as his creation that he made a way of escape for all of us. And so because of that, we worship and we praise him. But you know what? Sometimes it's not all about us. We sometimes forget that our praise can actually help others around us. And I think this next song is going to really bring that out. So God bless you guys. Let's let her rip.
In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "And at midnight..." Everybody say, "And at midnight." And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Is your praise loud enough for God to hear you tonight? Did you come to bring something to God tonight? Did you come to bring something to God tonight? I'm not talking about to us. Did you come to bring something to God tonight? Verse 26, and it says, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately," say immediately. What does immediately mean? That means right now. That means not next week. That means not 2 days from now. That means right now. Immediately. I need an immediately. Do you need an immediately? "All the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." That means that your praise can shake the foundation of this room, and it can loose somebody standing next to you. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I have some bands, some things that I need the foundation to shake off of my life. So I'm going to praise him enough that when I shake the foundation with my praise, that my praise is going to shake and loose the bands off of you. So if you have something that you need moved in your life tonight, come on. Do you have something you need moved in your life tonight? I want you to do something that we just did upstairs. I want you to give God the loudest praise so that a suddenly and an immediately can happen in this room tonight. The loudest praise that you can, that lets him know that you want him to come right now in this room.
This is what
right. By now you should have broken down walls in your life. You should have had chains shaken off. You should have had happy feet. You should be clapping your hands, worshiping now that through your praise that you can actually set other people free, that you can break their bonds, you can open their prison doors by just praising God, and no matter what their situation is. But there's one key thing we all understand, that if you want to overcome something, that you need to have something more powerful that you're plugging into. You can't take something of equal and make it overcome. It's going to be something where it's just going to bump together and be the same. And we're going to show you in this last song. This is the last one. So if you've just sort of been building up, escalating, this is it. But we want you to understand, without a doubt, that what we're asking you to plug into here with your worship is something that's going to help you overcome any and all obstacles in your life, even if it's yourself. So this is your last song. All right, here we go.
Come on now. How many believe we serve a God who's got more than enough? Come on.
My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. Jehovah Jireh.
Well, that was some mighty fine worship music. We have Wild Bill with us. What do you think, Wild Bill? Well, I guess you know what.
I tell you what, I was having a good time with that music. I was feeling kind of tired going to work and got to listening to the words of those songs and feeling the spirit of those people worshiping. And I tell you what, if you don't think there's power to it, it's just because you're not plugging in. And I'm so thankful to have an opportunity to remember that it doesn't matter if I'm on my way to work, if I'm shopping at the grocery store, whatever's going on in my life, it's always a good time to praise and worship God. You know, one thing I wanted to mention last week, and I've had a lot of things in my life that caused me a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. I've had a lot of things that caused me to have, you know, just a joy that's unspeakable. And I've shared this before, but it just kind of brings it back to memory how October the 11th would have been my dad's birthday, and he's no longer with us. But as I was thinking about that, I was reminded again of how it worked out for the family to be there and to have that time to fellowship with him, and just the little tidbits of wisdom that, you know, he left with us while he was on his deathbed. And I just want to acknowledge that a lot of the things in my life, I would not be the man that I am today, the good parts anyway, if it wasn't for the things my dad taught me. Now, some of the sarcasm things I picked up, Mom and my wife and a few other people may say they wished I hadn't picked up that part of it, but to me, that's all just part of the same package. I'm glad to have that in my life. But we do want to encourage anyone that's got a testimony or something that just that they felt while all this was going through that they want to share, to go ahead and you know, share. Maybe they got a scripture or something, and we want to give everyone a chance before this show ends to be a part of this show tonight.
Well, Blog Talk Mom, have you got something for us tonight?
Well, I certainly do. I appreciate y'all very much. And, Bob Bill, for your remembering Jim Dale Lively and all that the good that he brought in. He liked worship. He really did. He was just that way. You know, he knew what was real, and it sort of just excited him to see the Spirit of God move and people really worship God. I know one time we were at Brother Becton's church, and Brother Mangan was speaking. It was some kind of conference, and Brother Mangan has the ability to get people involved. You know, it's not going to just be a lecture. And so everybody was on their feet, and the Spirit of God was moving, and everybody was worshiping. And Jim looked over at me and said, "There ain't nothing wrong with that man." He really appreciated that. And then at his funeral, our pastor, Pastor Holland, we were going to sing, and she said, "Now look, we're going to do this like Jim Lively would like." And so those big old gruff guys, everybody got up, was singing and clapping their hands. It's powerful. It's healing. I just opened the Bible to Psalms, and you know, we know that David, a man after God's own heart, wrote most of the Psalms and was very familiar with. I'm reading the Bible back through this right now, and David wrote. He would just write at a critical place. He would sing. He would write a song and cover all of the things that God was doing right then for his people and for himself. But the Psalms 147, "Praise ye the Lord. It is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful." And just go down a few more, verse 7, "Sing unto the Lord. Sing with thanksgiving. Sing praise on a harp for our God." And then we know Psalms 150 is all about praise and dance and the timbrel, the harp, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And like Wild Bill was saying, it is the most powerful thing we can do when we are plugged in, as he said, connected to the Spirit of God. Because, you know, God's, I don't know if this is the right way to describe it, but when we're having church and we're worshiping here, then in heaven or in that realm, they're having church and they're worshiping. And it's exciting to them for God's creation to begin to give him praise. I shared with you, Starla, about the other day they're doing a lot of work on the highway up here, so they turned off all the water. And I was needing to take a shower and get out, you know, in the mornings. And so I turned on the shower and there wasn't any water. And I had just finished reading about how the children of Israel murmured when there wasn't any water, and God was not happy about it. And there they were in a desert. So immediately I thought, oh, I've got a lot of water. I've got water in bottles. I've got water. And, you know, my whole attitude, everything about the day changed when my attitude changed, and praise does that. It takes it into, it's really giving glory to God for and believing that whatever is going on, it's for our, that all things will work together for our good, even though we have no way. That's a big statement to say, because there may be somebody listening right now, I'm sure there is, that they're going through a lot of heartache and a deep, deep hurt. But I had read this week about Don't Waste Your Valley, and it talked about a minister that had cancer, and he said his message was, don't waste your cancer, don't waste your trial, don't waste it, because that's your power of what God's going to do, what he has done, and what he will do, because he promised that he would. And there's so much power in music. It seems like it can just, oh, it's just awesome how you can feel low and then get to, I love Keith Green and his music. And Wild Bill used to sing, what was that choir song that you sang, Wild Bill, in BB? And then you played the cymbals. You get up there and slam those cymbals. Oh, and he played the records one time, too. Certainly did. And Ron and George. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was a little redneck, I guess, in my worship. I'd play concert cymbals, and next time you see me, I'd be playing a washboard or beating on spoons or tambourines or just whatever was handy. I always felt. And sometimes just clapping my hands, it seemed like I could get a certain anointing in how that I was just clapping my hands and worship. You know,
I remember that. And it just break the service open, you know, when that anointing, people would recognize it. Joy Bells would sing, I think it was Sign Me Up, was one choir song, and then we sang a song where I testified, and then she'd come in and sing Goodbye, I've Left This Old World Behind, and God really used that, and she was just, y'all were really good at music. You've always, Joy Bells sang, you know, had the choir song at Brother Beckton.
So, well, you guys got all the singing talent. I just make a joyful noise.
No, you do. You sing really, really good. I've got a little rap I can say right here. I know you're dying to hear it. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. If you want the devil to be thrown out, I can say this without a doubt. I won't complain. I will not pout. I'll sing and dance, leap and shout. Uh-huh. I like that. I am my best, whatever it is, just whatever. It's fun.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you, Sister Starlight. Greatly appreciate that. I've enjoyed that. I don't get to hear the music is not on my cell phone. It doesn't come through, but I'm familiar with those songs. And I loved it. It's encouraging.
And one of the tricks when listening on the cell phone is to turn the volume down, where everybody has a tendency to want to turn it up all the way, is the speakers can't handle it, so it distorts. But I went back and listened on the computer, and they come through really, really clear. So it's just...
Yeah.
That's what
y'all said, and I've turned it down, but it's still not as, you know, not as clear as it is on the computer. But it's still, like I said, I'm familiar with those songs, and it's I believe it's very pleasing to God when we praise Him in song and dance and worship. Of course, we also know that there's an anointing, a spiritual connection, like you were talking about, that makes it even more powerful. It's not just emotion. It's not just an expression. It becomes an anointed move of God, and people are, it's the most awesome experiences that I remember when I first came filled with the Holy Ghost was the move of God when people would start dancing and worshiping God. It's beautiful, powerful.
Yeah, the first part of it, it seems like it breaks something loose in yourself, that's some sort of barrier that's there, because nobody wants to look stupid or sound stupid, but when you get into that dimension of where that doesn't even cross your mind, you're reaching out and you're thinking about something specifically, maybe a need in your life, and you know that God's right there that to help you through, or something that God has already done, or it could be, you know, like where it was with Paul and Silas. You know, they started singing after being beaten in prison, and everybody was set free. All of the doors were open. And sometimes you realize that this is bigger than me. You know, I'm doing this in obedience. I'm bringing my sacrifice to praise so God can set other people free. You know, it's not all about me.
Yes, that is so true. And it's really humility. Some people might misunderstand and think it's like pride to get out and dance, but it's humility, because the majority of people, including myself, to go ahead and just yield to God, you've got to humble yourself and not be concerned about anything but just worshiping God, just giving him all you can in worship. And it's really a humbling thing.
Yeah, it's almost like going to a birthday party or something, because, you know, you never know when people start praising which direction the service is going to go. It's like something new every time. It's not like it's going to be like when you push the up button on an elevator that the elevator's going to go up, or, you know, it's like opening a door. You don't know if someone's going to be on the other side of that door or if nobody's going to be there. And when you're praising God, you don't know what manifestation of power is going to come forth. You just know that something's going to happen.
That's true. I know it was Mother. I don't remember exactly where we were. And someone, I think it may have been this scripture here in Psalms 47:1, says, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph," and it was, or something similar. And she looked at me like, "Well, I didn't know that you were doing it because the Bible said to do it." She just thought we did it, you know, because people clap their hands at concerts and, you know, they shout at football games. But she really didn't know that the Bible actually says for us to do these things. It's not a suggestion. It's command that we lift our hands in the sanctuary, bless the Lord, make a joyful noise. All the earth, make a loud noise. That sounds like me. And rejoice and sing praise. I love these scriptures. Every instrument should be used. They played on the Lord with all manner of instruments in 2 Samuel. But it's definitely God's will.
Well, Bill's in the truck, and that's what all the racket is.
Oh.
Anyway, he had to go back to work, so I sure have missed him.
Yeah.
I get used to him being at home, and then he's gone again.
Yes.
Really?
What?
Paula was doing her little gig with her. She's like, "I'm free. She's gone."
No, I was not. She's fibbing. She's just over exaggerating, as Jared would say.
As I mentioned about David with the writing songs, and Moses wrote this song after the history of Israel and what God had done. Another one that's familiar is Horatio Spafford wrote the song, "It Is Well Within My Soul." It is well with my soul, I believe is how it goes. And he wrote that as his daughters had been drowned. His wife and daughters were on their way to an area, and a storm came up, and his children were were drowned, and so he was going to join his wife. And when he got to that place, the captain's ship took him out and said, "This is the place that the storm happened." And then he began to write that song, "It Is Well With My Soul." And I don't have the words here, but as you read them, you realize the relationship, the communion he had with the comfort of God at that point. And it was in song, in a song. I love that. I love songs.
That's one of my favorites. Yep. And I don't know, it's just an awesome story.
Really, really is. There's usually behind every great song, there is a story of, and it's usually connected to suffering, where God has brought, you know, people through a terrible valley, terrible crisis in their life, and then gave them a song.
That brother Ronnie Smart, I won't ever forget, was going blind. And wrote that song, "My Faith Is in the Lord, He Knows What's Best With Me." And I thought, wow. You know, during that time, I'd be crying like a mad cat, like, "Lord, have you forgotten where I'm at? Do you not see what's happening?" You know,
yeah.
You know, he had that faith to understand that God had a purpose beyond what he saw within himself.
And it spoke. Every time he sang it, or even anybody else sang it, you felt that. You were blessed by that. It had power in it. It wasn't just word rap, you know, like my little rap songs. It really, it was powerful.
Sometimes I look at the generation that is leaving us in this world, and it saddens me. It burdens me because of all the strength that those people have in different areas of their walk with God that at times I feel like is missing in this generation here. I've always wondered how it was that where it talks about the church sleeping. And, that, you know, it gets easier to understand as I see the passing of the torch and how it amazes me sometimes someone would use a word that we used to use all the time in church, but now they think it means something else because they didn't hear the actual people say it. They've heard other people try to use it and change the definition of it, and they totally missed out of what it was originally. And it's just all part of what's happening in this world today from every standpoint. We're rewriting history. We're changing things in our school system as to what's right and wrong. You know, when our government claims it used to be considered so immoral that we have laws against it now, the immorality is on people who want to stand against it. It's sad that when you read God's word, it shows, you know, even when you look at Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that those things are going to come to pass. We shouldn't be surprised. And for sure, we should be caught unaware because the same God that performed all those miracles all through the Bible that you read about is the same God that's here today. And the same rules he put in place for his people to be called his is the same rules that apply today. And it don't matter how much you try to reword it, how much you try to change it, it's not going to mean anything if it doesn't measure up to the Word of God. Just like Saul, when we talked about him last week, you know, he disobeyed the actual word, even though in one sense he thought he was doing good, but deep down it doesn't matter if we're going against the word of God. And I know that seems like kind of a downer when we're talking about praise and worship, but we get into a thing, I've noticed in churches today a lot of times where you have to be told by somebody to clap your hands. So everybody clap your hands. So everybody praise the Lord, and then everybody just says praise the Lord back. And we're missing something in this country that we have opportunities to do. And we just need to take advantage and kind of look back and read. There's so many historical books about some of these ministers when they went into town and how their children were beaten God. You know, back when there wasn't so much of government involved in every aspect of everything. And he's being held true and held faithful. And God made them overcomers to the area to where there's great, mighty churches that have been built there in those locations. And we just need to remember that God is no respecter of persons. And to think that everything has to go hunky-dory for us for it to be a sign of God's moving, that's not scriptural. It's not historical when you look at God's church. And you just have to ask yourself, how far am I willing to let things come against me that I'm going to continue to stand for what's right and stand against what's wrong? And it's not going to be popular. It's not going to be easy. You're going to see a lot of churches start walking away from things of God, and you're going to have to struggle to find churches that's going to stand true to the gospel as it was preached, as when the New Testament church started on the day of Pentecost. You're going to have people that keep walking away from that little bit of pieces. We've already seen it in the last 20 years, and I think that much more as we're looking for the great revival to come, we're going to see more of that. There's going to be a dividing line to where people are going to be locked in on their program. They're going to be locked in on principles of God instead of God's word. And I'm telling you, if there was ever a time for you to shake yourself and work out your own salvation and figure out why you need to praise God and what you got to praise God for, it's today. And that's what I felt when everything sort of leaned to falling into place to do this show. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to make your calling and election sure, to know that there's a real God up there who loves you and cares about you, but he's not going to tolerate somebody going another way. He's a jealous God, and you're either going to be hot or cold, he's lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. And it's getting to that time that we got to put ourselves in the balance of God and see how we weigh out. Because at the time God puts us there, it's too late.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if y'all recognize the name William Cowper. He was he wrote, I don't know, probably thousands of songs. He was a known for being a hymn writer, and he was really plagued with depression and despair, and so he hired a carriage. It was in England, and he was gonna literally jump off the London Bridge. That's what he had in mind. And so they were driving around, and this real heavy fog came down, and he just got so frustrated because he said, just stop the carriage. And he got out, and when he got out, he was at his own front door. God had brought him right back to his own door. And so he wrote the song, God Works in Mysterious Ways. And if we'll get my little advice to the world and to the people and to America and to everyone, God is in control, like Wild Bill said. God is always in control. All the way through the Bible, as I'm reading it again, God would speak to the ones that he called out, and he'd say, if you obey me, if you have no other gods before me, if you obey my laws and statutes, then I will exalt you, I will be with you, and I will protect you. If you do not, I will destroy you. He repeated it over and over. He didn't make it complicated. It's just that clear. And like in this song, God works in mysterious ways. We don't understand. We can pray for understanding and pray for wisdom, but God is God, and he don't ever change, and Jesus is his name. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to do that.
Oh, wow.
Well, did we have anybody else that had a comment or something they wanted to add to the show tonight? Call us. You can go ahead and close us out.
Well, this is last call.
if anybody has a testimony or anything that they want to share tonight, this is the time. If not, we hope you all have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time right here at your podcast. Good night.